Now, Stewardship Month every year is a series of messages, and I think I've told you that when I first started to do this, I was really nervous about it. In fact, I almost dreaded seeing January come around on the calendar. But since that time, as I have learned how God has used this teaching in the lives of people, I have been so excited to know that I have the privilege of conveying this information right out of the Word of God, and know that this information is going to change lives, not because of I have said it, but because the Holy Spirit of God has made it real in the lives of people. And so as we come now to this place of commitment, because we believe the Word of God and because we believe the Scriptures, we are going to do what God tells us to do by faith. You know, when we become Christians, it's by faith. Isn't that true? We become a Christian by faith. We trust in a God we have never seen because we have read about Him in a book that was written thousands of years ago over a period of 1,400 years by 40 human authors, all of whom were inspired by the Holy Spirit. We believe that if we put our trust in Christ, He will forgive our sin and give us eternal life, and we make the commitment to trust Him. And we say, in essence, in layman's language, we're betting eternity on God. That's faith. And just like marriage, we've no sooner made that decision to put our trust in Christ and to make it known that we have come to a place of faith in Him, we realize that the whole Christian life is faith. It's not just one major decision at the beginning, but it's step by step we trust Him. We begin to learn that even when we don't know what the future holds, we can be okay because we know who holds the future. And we can walk step by step and trust Him. We can trust Him through difficult times and through times of blessing. We can trust Him when our kids get to a place where we no longer have the control over them that we had at one time. So we have to trust them to the Lord. And I hear parents say all the time, "My kids are at a place right now where all I can do is pray for them." Which is the most powerful thing you could ever do in the first place. So the life of a Christian is a life of faith. And this whole matter of how we disperse the funds that God puts in our hands, that too is a matter of faith. And if we don't recognize that, we will always be frustrated. We will always be fighting with the Lord. Someone has said, if you don't get this matter straightened out early in your Christian life, you will be fussing with it all of your life. How wonderful it is to see young couples in our congregation who nail this thing and understand this is what God wants them to do, and they make the decision, they make the commitment, and they start their lives together as couples, and that's the way they're going to live, and they live that way the rest of their life. Get it settled early, and you won't have to be messing with it the rest of your life. I want you to open your Bibles for just a few moments to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I want to remind you of some of the important principles of faith that are illustrated in what we're doing. I want to talk with you about the step of faith. The first thing that I want you to understand is that faith maybe needs to be explained. What is faith? I remember somebody gave me an acrostic years ago that said you can remember what faith is by just remembering all the letters in the word. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust Him. That's faith. Faith is turning your back upon your own reasoning in some respects and saying, what God says, I believe, and I'm going to follow His word. It's not blind optimism. It's not just getting up every morning with your fingers crossed and saying, by the grace of God, things good are going to happen, or this is going to be a good day. That's not faith. That's what we see so often in the world of positive mental attitudes, but that's not faith. Faith is not jumping off a cliff without knowing that there's something there to catch you when you fall. I hear people say, well, faith is taking a leap in the dark. Well, it's not that at all. Faith is based upon truth. And you don't have to take a step of faith without knowing something. Faith is not turning your mind off and then just floating into some area where you believe you should go. And faith is not the object of itself. Faith is not saying, well, do you have faith? Yes, I have faith. Well, what is your faith in? Well, my faith's in my faith. I've heard people say that over and over again. Many believers get confused about that. What is faith? Faith is only as good as the object of the faith. And the object of your faith is not your own faith. The object of your faith is Almighty God. It's Jesus Christ. So faith is not what a lot of people say it is. Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is taking God at His word. Faith is defined, men and women, by what God has said. The best way to say it is, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. That's it. You can debate it, you can argue with it, you can go read all the experts, you can get the commentaries down off the shelf, but if God said it, then I must believe it, and that should settle it. Now the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I've got one text, and it's this book. I don't have any other text, it's the word of God. I've been sharing with you what the word of God has to say about this issue. In every case where the men and the women of Hebrews 11 exercised their faith, it was in response to something God told them to do. And everybody knows Hebrews 11 is what we call the hall of faith or the hall of fame of the New Testament. If you've ever read Hebrews 11, you know there's all kinds of names in this book. It's kind of a history of the Old Testament. It goes back to the beginning, and every place it goes, by faith he did this, by faith he did this, by faith she did this, by faith they did this. If you look back through that passage of Scripture, you will see every place it was God spoke His word and they responded. God told Noah to build an ark. I mean, what a profound thing for you to hear from God. It made absolutely no sense. There'd never been any rain. Nobody knew what an ark was, but God said, you do it, I'll help you, I'll show you what to do. God told Abraham, I want you to leave the country where you are located, and I want you to go to a land. And Abraham, I'm sure, was saying, Lord, what land? And God said, Abraham, I'm not going to tell you what land. It's a land I'm going to show you after you take the step and leave where you are. Over and over again in Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, which is a review of all of the Old Testament, we have this record of people hearing God speak and doing what God said. When it comes to our giving to God, He has spoken, has He not? Malachi 3 says, bring your tithes into the storehouse, and I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and bless you. Did God say that? Yes, He said that. Proverbs 3 says, honor the Lord with your possessions, and your barns will be full. Did God say that? Yes, He said it. In 2 Corinthians 9:7, God said, give as you are purposing in your heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Is that from the word of God? Absolutely. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Who is saying this? Is this David, Jeremiah? No. Is this the church? Did I find this in some manual for the Shadow Mountain Church? Friends, this is God. The whole issue of faith is reduced to one simple truth when you realize that faith is simply hearing what God says and obeying it. That's not rocket science. That's easy. You say, Pastor, I wish it were that easy. So, our faith is defined by what God has said. Secondly, our faith is determined by how we respond. He says, it's not enough just to know that God said it. I know lots of people that know this book inside and out, but don't do what God tells them to do. They define their life not by the word of God, but by their own desires. If we're going to be faith Christians, we have to take God at His word. Now, once God has spoken, we have a responsibility to respond. Faith is not just mental assent to what God has said. Some people say, well, do you believe the Bible? Oh, absolutely. But do you practice the Bible? That's where faith begins. You don't begin your faith by just simply believing that it's there. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says the devil believes, the demons believe, and they tremble. Did you know the demons believe the Bible? The Bible causes them to tremble. But they don't believe it in the way you have to believe it for it to work. The way you believe the Bible is to take what God has said and respond to it obediently. And I love when you go through the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter, if you're a grammarian, underline all the verbs. My, oh my, how many verbs there are in Hebrews 11. Do you know what a verb is? A verb is an action word. A verb is something that says somebody did something. You read through the Hebrews 11 section and it says, Abel offered, Noah prepared, Abraham offered up Isaac, Moses left Egypt. And if you go to verses 32 and 36, there's just verb after verb after verb. Telling us what? These people heard the word of God and they started to do what God told them to do. You know, sometimes I feel like I should not preach this because it's so simple. We get faith so convoluted in all of our theological jargon that we forget that faith is really nothing more than obedience. It's just doing what God tells you to do. Our faith is defined by what God has said. It's determined by how we respond. And it's deepened by the challenges that we face. How many of you know that when you begin to walk with the Lord, that doesn't just erase all of the mountains in your life? Your life doesn't just become one straight plane or plateau. When you commit your life to God by faith, you can count on it. You're going to have an opportunity to discover whether or not your faith really works. Over this last year, I don't know how many folks have come to me and said to me, "Pastor Jeremiah, I have gone through the most awful, difficult time of my life this year. But I want to tell you what God has meant to me during that time. I can tell you by faith in the Word of God and by personal experience that when you come out of a life-threatening experience and you've walked through that experience with Almighty God, you know that you know that you know. You know what's going on in your life. Not because it's in the book, but because you've experienced it in your own life. Don't get the idea that if you take this step, you won't be challenged. You'll be challenged, but in the midst of the challenge, your faith in Almighty God will grow you up into a mature believer, and you'll become the person you always wanted to become, the person God always wanted you to be. Remember old Abraham? He went out by faith, did what God told him to do. He got to the land God told him to go to, and the first thing that happened to him was there was a famine. Now, I have to tell you, Abraham didn't respond by faith when that famine came. If you remember, he took off and he went AWOL on God down to Egypt and got himself in all kinds of trouble with Hagar and all the rest of it. But he came back and God taught him the lesson. He was challenged and he went through. Noah, I'll think about Noah, did what God told him to do. And all he took was 120 years of abuse from everybody who was watching him build this strange, strange thing called an ark. Abraham and Sarah believed God that he was going to give them a child, and they were in their 90s. And everyone knew that Abraham actually had his name changed from Abram to Abraham, which means the father of many. He didn't have one son of his own. And during all those years when he was trusting God and believing, and Sarah was, she was vacillating back and forth between believing God and not believing God, yet all of that time through their faith, and then ultimately God blessed them, but not without the challenge of their faith. If we're going to be godly people, if we're going to be the people God wants us to be and the people we always wanted to be ourselves, we're going to have to learn to trust God in the good times and in the bad times. And I promise you, if you trust God, He will make your good times better than you ever dreamed, and He will help you in your difficult times like you never envisioned. He's that kind of God, if you walk with Him. But you say, "Pastor Jeremiah, that doesn't help me with this matter of putting my name on a card and saying I'm going to commit to the Lord." My friend, just stop and think about it. You've trusted eternity to Him. You said, "I believe God is going to take me to heaven, and I'm going to live with Him forever. I've trusted His Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive my sin." Now watch. You can trust Him for eternity, and you can't trust Him for the commitment of that which He has given to you already here in this life. Doesn't make sense, does it? Oh, you say, "Yeah, but eternity's out there a long way away. You know, my paycheck is every week." I understand, but it's still a matter of faith. Our faith is defined by what God has said, and it's determined by how we respond, and it's deepened by the challenges that we face. Notice, fourthly, our faith is directed to the rewards we are promised. God isn't just saying, "I want to help you now and bless you now." He's not just saying, "Do this because I've asked you to do it." God is telling us that if we respond to what He says to us, He's going to bless us abundantly, not only now, but in the life to come. Over and over again in the Scriptures, we read that. Over and over again, like Luke 6:38, it says, "Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over." That's what God says. 2 Corinthians 9:6, "He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully." Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What is faith? Faith is hearing what God has said and obeying. Has God spoken to you this month? Has he talked to you about your walk with the Lord in this particular area? If he has, then I just want to make it as simple as I can. Just do it. Just do what he says. And begin that walk. Don't make it harder than it is. Don't get it all confused. Just say, I can see how I can take the first step. I can make that first step. And you trust God and you watch how God leads you step by step and helps you as you walk through this commitment to him. I'm praying in my heart that God will raise up from among us many new faith Christians who will believe God in this particular area and take this step to honor him. I promise you, if you do that, the blessing you receive will be so great you will not be able to contain yourself.